Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy Dooling here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. I know you're busy. I know there are many ways that you could choose to spend your time. So I'm honored that you spend a few minutes with me each week. I always try to make it worth the spend, and hopefully you're gaining some little nuggets out of each episode that you can apply in your work. That's the goal anyway. So what are we talking about this week? Actually, the topic for today was inspired by an email that I recently received. Before I read it, I promise I'm not sharing this because I want to be all braggy. That's definitely not my style at all. I do have a point that I think will become clear as we get into the episode. But first, here's the email that I received. Joy, you are so kind to think of me and email this to me ahead of my program. I would not have remembered this, even though I have a note. I'm always amazed at how you remember things like this and make me feel like I'm your only and most important contact. Thank you for caring for us so well. I had popped on to check my inbox just one last time before heading to bed one night, and those are the words that I read. So first of all, warms my heart to read things like that. Obviously, when people say nice things about us, it feels pretty good. But at first, when I read it, I was like, gosh, the thing that I did was really nothing at all. It had taken me maybe 2 minutes. I simply knew that she could add a little snippet to an email that she was about to send out to her members, and it would make the form pre-fill with the members' contact information. She wouldn't have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out who people were and whether a member supported a form using a different email address than they typically use in their member profile. So it was this little thing that I knew that was going to potentially save her hours of time. But beyond just saving her time, it made her feel special that she got that quick little email from me. And that's really the point of telling this story. That's what great member experience should be. Super easy for you to deliver while making the member feel like you truly care and that you're paying attention. Even better, while this example is simply from one person's perspective, the person who wrote this email to me, imagine having a whole community of members who feel that way about your organization, that you make them feel like they are your only member, and that you truly want them as individuals to be successful. Don't you think that members who feel that way are more likely to renew? Don't you think that they'd be far more inclined to invite their friends to participate? Thus, the art of remembering has far more impact than just a single member's experience. So this week, I thought I'd share a few specific tips about how you can practice the art of remembering and weave those wow moments into your own organization's member experience. It's really not hard to do, but it definitely requires some pre-planning. From my perspective, if you break it down, the art of remembering actually involves three steps. You have to notice something, you have to capture that information, and you have to act on that detail at the right moment in time. If any one of those three pieces is missing, you'll likely miss the opportunity to make an impression. Here are a few thoughts for each of those three things that I thought might be helpful as you think about ways to implement this concept. Let's start with the noticing. As a membership leader, it's likely that you work amidst a swirl of detail every day. That's why it's so important to give intentional thought to where and how you will be listening for details. For me, one-on-one conversations and emails with clients are where I get most of my information. So that's where I am intentionally listening for things that I might need to track. For you, there may be less one-on-one interaction with each individual member, so you may place more emphasis on noticing email opens, clicks, replies, posts in your discussion forum, or comments on social. If you do any type of survey or take feedback in from members in a way that's not anonymous, that is a treasure trove for experience building. Knowing directly from those submissions what someone has loved or wishes would be different gives you so many connection opportunities. Now, the second piece involved in the art of remembering is capturing the detail. Now, most typically, this is going to be capturing information in your membership database. You know, perhaps you add some custom fields to the contact record, or you have some sort of designated tagging structure to help you remember key details. In Journey Care, I particularly love using tags because there's so much automation that you can do around them. You can have automations that run when you add a particular tag. You can have automations that run if you remove a particular tag. You can send an email or text to everyone who currently has a tag. You can automatically give tagged people access to something. You can even say, if someone has this tag and this other tag, do this. But if they have this tag and a completely different one, do this other thing. Anyway, you're probably getting the idea. Tags are wonderful for not only helping you capture a detail, but also take action on that information. Another methodology for tracking details could just be your calendar or a task tracker. If a client tells me that they have a big event coming up in May, I'll often note the date on my calendar. That way, as their conference approaches, I can drop a good luck wish, or I can pop into their inbox afterward to see how it went. Moments like these matter, so find a way to keep track that works for you and give yourself extra bonus points if it's a method that can be passed on to someone else, especially if you're in a role that periodically transitions between people, like being a committee chair or as a board director. So the third piece in the art of remembering is acting on it. Let's say that you added a training topic due to member feedback. How about dropping a quick note to exactly the people who suggested that, letting them know that you heard them and added the topic to your upcoming program? Or maybe members haven't liked the way something works on your website. Circling back to let them know that a new approach has been launched tells them that you actually listened. Better yet, it tells them that you took action based on their feedback. And it's a delightful surprise when an organization remembers you, your goals, and your concerns. I've actually seen this happen a few times, most commonly with help desk software, where I've written in an inquiry about a feature that didn't exist yet, or something didn't work exactly the way I needed it to work. And then later, when that feature has been added, the company has reached out to let me know. It's always a pleasant surprise when that happens. You don't need to have a sophisticated help desk platform to do such things, but having some sort of database capability is necessary. Recently, a membership leader shared that one of her job performance goals for the upcoming quarter was to pull together a first-year journey for new members, with a goal of retaining more of them when renewal time came around. I asked if she could send me a copy of what she was thinking, which she so graciously did. There were 4 check-in emails planned. They were packed with useful information, but my immediate gut reaction as I read them was to suggest that she needed smaller, more frequent touches. Think about how you interact with a new friend, someone that you genuinely want to get to know, and you're certain that you'd enjoy each other's company. Do you bombard that person with a massive blast of, "These are all the things we can do together. Wouldn't it be super fun? Don't you want to do all of these things right now?" Of course not. You would not do that. The person would probably run away. Alternatively, do you sit back in the shadows, wishing that this other person that you want to be friends with would engage and thinking, okay, maybe someday they'll notice I'm here? Well, that's not going to be very effective either. I did do exactly that in 5th grade. I had a crush on a new boy that had come to school. It was around Valentine's Day, and my mom was sending conversational hearts in my lunchbox as a treat. I would give them to the boy at recess every day, telling him that I didn't like them. He happily accepted those little heart-shaped candies every day, but he remained utterly oblivious to my grade school affections. So you can sit back and be super subtle and hope that the other person engages, like I did with my 5th grade crush, but that's probably not going to be effective either. So you need something in between those two approaches. What would seem far more normal in nurturing a friendship is smaller doses of engagement. An initial smile and wave, noticing something that you have in common, like, "Hey, I see you drive a Subaru. How are you liking it?" Then perhaps, "Do you like little coffee shops? There's a great one just around the corner. Want to join me?" It's in small doses like this that friendships typically develop. So we need to take this same approach with our members. Pace yourself. Tuck the little details away until you can act on them when the time is right. And how do you act on those little nuggets of goodness? That requires some intentional planning for each type of information that you're collecting. Birthdays and membership anniversaries, for example, can be celebrated with automations that fire on that specific day. For member feedback or customer support emails, you can simply send an email blast to everyone with a specific tag whenever there's something new that launches that matches their interest or when a problem that they've cared about gets fixed. On interest surveys, you can have an automation all set up to notify a committee chair of someone's interest and to send information to the member on how to connect with the committee's meetings. Or if someone is expressing interest in a topic, you can again send an email to everyone who is tagged with that interest when you've added a relevant speaker. These are clearly situations where automation not only enhances your member experience, but it also makes you look like you are absolutely brilliant at remembering those small but important details. This week, I'm going to be having one-on-one conversations with membership organizations about how they can do things like this to better attract, engage, and retain more members. Will your organization be one of those? On a Zoom, we can take a look at what you already have in place and where there are missing pieces. Then if it makes sense for us to work together in a consulting relationship, we can create a plan to make that happen. You can get on my calendar by going to joyofmembership.com/consult. That's joyofmembership.com/consult. With that, I will go ahead and close out this week's episode. I'll see you right back here in 7 days with a brand new topic. In the meantime, have a great week and take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech. TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.